This week's Something Wild podcast is sponsored by Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
So you want to get wonky?
Yeah, sure.
There's no way around it. This week's Something Wild is a little...
kind of deep into the weeds, a little bit thick.
Yeah, like hundreds of pages thick, but stick with us. I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
And I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon. Today we're talking about the state's Wildlife Action Plan, a monumental document about New Hampshire's critters.
Well, this is just an incredible, valuable body of information about wildlife and habitats that we have for communities and landowners and conservation groups to use in their conservation planning when they're working to protect their natural resources.
Amanda Stone summed it up pretty well there. She's with UNH Cooperative Extension and was speaking on NHPR's The Exchange recently about the action plan.
She's been on the team that drew up this blueprint to conserving species in New Hampshire. And it can basically be broken down into two broad categories, animals and habitats.
Well, let's look at the animals first. The plan lists 169 species in New Hampshire that have, quote, greatest conservation need.
14 threatened species, 27 endangered species, and many others. Everything from massive moose to the tiny long-tailed shrew.
There are also dozens of species of reptiles, fish, and even insects on the list.
So these are the species of greatest conservation need. And the question becomes, how do we best protect such a diverse collection of animals?
Well, easy. By protecting and fostering the growth of their preferred habitats.
Easy? Easy?
Well, all right.
Easy?
Maybe not so easy. But that ties into the second broad category of the action plan, habitats.
In addition to hundreds of pages profiling individual species and their status in New Hampshire, there are also maps.
Hundreds of maps.
Lots of maps.
One of the maps I have in here somewhere. Well, this map breaks down the state into general habitat types. Floodplain, grasslands, alpine. This map, to someone like me, shows which animals are living where.
Yeah, you'll find Blanding's turtles in the floodplains, field sparrows in the grasslands, and...
Bicknell's thrush, living in alpine areas.
Right.
And then there's this map.
At first glance, it kind of looks like a petri dish with those crazy colors and amoeba shapes.
It takes the first map and it highlights the highest ranked habitats. For example, you can see here, this riparian corridor is highlighted.
Riparian corridor? You mean river, like the Suncook River?
Yes.
It isn't a new concept, you know, that wetlands are valuable for a broad range of wildlife, but this document underscores it.
Yeah, and when looking at these maps, scale is really important too, because when you zoom out and take the 10,000-foot view,
you can see broad habitat patterns, and it becomes more apparent how climate change, development, and pollution affect certain habitats.
And from there, you can identify groups of species that are all under the same threat. If you can address that threat in a broad way, you might even be able to benefit 100 of those 169 species in one fell swoop.
Conservation biologists have limited funding and personnel. They can't fix everything. So where is the highest need? Where do we focus our efforts? Which federal funding can we bring to bear?
But you don't have to be a conservationist to use these maps. You can also zoom in, like really in, and you can see where your house is and what sort of habitat you inhabit.
Amanda Stone explained how one guy landscaped his yard to better accommodate some species listed in the action plan.
So there's sections of his yard that he doesn't mow, that he lets the grasses and the wildflowers grow up. A section of his yard that he allows to have shrubs, etc., berry-producing shrubs, food-producing for wildlife.
It's important to remember that you don't need 40 acres of low-elevation spruce forest to have a positive impact on some of these listed species. Till next week, I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
This is Andrew Perella, producer of Something Wild. Just wanted to thank you for downloading and listening to Something Wild each week. And I also wanted to let you know about a special initiative happening on podcasts all over the country, all over the world. All this month, we podcasters are asking you to tell a friend about a podcast that you love and that you think they will love. Doesn't have to be Something Wild. It doesn't even have to be one of the many podcasts NHPR produces. Think about a friend of yours who has never tried podcasting. Think about what their passions are and match a podcast to suit them and encourage them to subscribe and maybe even teach them how to subscribe if necessary. We're trying to get more people listening to podcasts because, as you know, they're great. So go to. And while you're at it, tell us what you recommended with the hashtag tripod. That's TRY pod. Thanks for spreading the word.